What if Mr. Rogers had been a real estate agent?
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine?
Hey, it's not pretty out there, folks. Beautiful days in neighborhoods are few and far between in a real estate market that keeps getting hit with more foreclosures. In the good old law of supply and demand, this market is all about too many houses and too few people asking,
please won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor?
A glut of homes and a shortage of neighbors. Won't you be mine? On The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. A look at foreclosures and supply and demand in the housing market on this Thursday, December 16th. I'm John Hockenberry. Celeste Headlee is out for a few weeks for a well-deserved holiday vacation. We'll have a lot of friends coming in working with me and co-hosting with me. I'll also be doing some solo shows. So if you want to co-host at home, download a picture of me from thetakeaway.org. Put it on your dartboard. Anytime I say something, you know, just zap me. All right, let's start with the news. We begin with WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange appearing before a British judge in just a half an hour. The court will rule on a Swedish appeal against giving him bail. If the decision goes in his favor and Assange comes up with $315,000 in cash, he will be allowed to leave prison for the mansion of millionaire Vaughn Smith, where he says he'll stay under curfew. In the meantime, federal prosecutors in the U.S. are working to build a case against Assange. They're pouring through chat transcripts between the WikiLeaks head and private Bradley Manning, trying to determine if Assange helped Manning download classified documents and if he can be charged as a conspirator. Later this morning, the House Judiciary Committee holds a hearing on the Espionage Act and legal issues raised by WikiLeaks. Also, the Department of Justice and the U.S. government announced that they are suing BP over the oil spill last summer that was so disastrous for the Gulf of Mexico. The House will also take up the president's tax cut compromise today after the measure passed by a large margin in the Senate.
The yeas are 81. The nays are 19. The motion is agreed to.
Now, there's a bipartisan vote. That's Senator Kay Hagan announcing the vote on extending Bush-era tax cuts for all income levels. Also in the Senate, a standalone repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell. Speaker Nancy Pelosi celebrated the House's approval of that bill yesterday.
It's a very proud day for this Congress when we are fighting discrimination and have the power to do so.
Defense Secretary Robert Gates is calling on the Senate to approve the repeal quickly. The Pentagon releases its year-end review of the war on Afghanistan today. The report is expected to emphasize hard-won progress in the southern heartland of the insurgency. Our partner, the New York Times, reports those advances are coming at the expense of security in the north and east, though. Stephen Carter is the author of a British report on Afghanistan. He told our partner, the BBC, that a lack of justice is driving people to turn away from the Afghan government.
When you look at the reasons for people joining the insurgency, abuses by the government and a sense of political exclusion tend to feature very heavily.
This morning, NATO officials say an airstrike in southern Afghanistan has killed four Afghan soldiers, mistaken for militants. Foreclosure rates took their biggest drop in at least 5 years last month for a total of 67,000 repossessions in November. Realty Track's Rick Sharga says there are a couple of explanations for the 12% drop.
We usually see about a 7 to 10% dip in November for seasonal reasons, largely due to the Thanksgiving holidays. But the rest of the drop can be attributed to the recent robo-signing problems, which really caused a lot of lenders and servicers to stall foreclosure procedures.
So it's unclear whether this is unabashedly good or unabashedly bad news. Also a factor in properly filed paperwork. Asian markets and European indices are mixed. Futures are up for Wall Street. The Dow starts at 11,457. It's 1,235 for the S&P and 2617 for the NASDAQ. Coming up this morning, it's magic. How does magic work? It's all about the brain. Two neuroscientists take on the reasons why magic works and why we want to believe in magic. But first, foreclosures. Louise Story and some folks on the front lines in the housing crisis.
Hi, neighbor.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.